This is What We're Reading. I'm Tammy Bobrowski. I'm making my way through the stack of books in my ever-growing to-read pile, but I'm not complaining. I've come across some really great reads. The Blue Girl by Laurie Foos is a strange, dark, modern-day fairy tale. It follows the story of three mothers and three daughters who witness the arrival of a mysterious blue girl in their small lakeside town. The story is dreamlike and sensory. Waifs of vanilla and cocoa, settings are cold and wet and dark, and the characters are often speechless in more ways than one. They communicate with the blue girl by baking their secrets into the moon pies they feed to her. What she does with their secrets is a mystery. At the core of the story are the relationships between these mothers and daughters. Mary Cecip Gnus's book, Plants Have So Much to Give Us, All We Have to Do Is Ask, Anishinaabe Botanical Teachings, is a helpful and contemplative botanical guide. It has culinary and medicinal recipes, scholarly content, and some nice illustrations, but I think the most engaging part of the book are the stories from Anishinaabe tradition. In this story, Zawandasi, a warrior, sees a beautiful maiden standing alone in a grassy meadow. Each morning as the sun arose, Zawandasi would look for his beautiful golden-haired maiden, for watching her filled his heart with love. One morning, as he looked for her eagerly, Zawandasi saw that overnight she had grown old. Her beautiful golden hair was now a mass of white. Zawandasi eventually realizes that his golden-haired maiden is Dudu Shabajubik, a dandelion. Ernest Cline's Ready Player One is a fun, exciting novel taking place in the year 2044. The world is in poverty and despair, so everyone plugs into the Oasis, a virtual utopia that has replaced schools, workplaces, and social lives. When the creator of Oasis passes away, his will reveals a contest. Find the egg he has hidden somewhere in this virtual universe, and the winner will receive his fortune and control of the Oasis. Wade, an awkward teenager and skilled gamer, becomes a contender and must deal with virtual and real-life danger and excitement. It's a fast-paced and smart read that speaks to your inner geek. But be warned, this book is saturated in 80s pop culture references. If the 80s was a decade you don't want to revisit or learn about, this may not be the book for you. I mentioned the novel Kitchens of the Great Midwest a while ago. It's J. Ryan Straddle's debut novel of Ava Thorvald and her rise from a troubled past to becoming one of the country's top chefs. It's been getting a lot of good buzz locally on our discussion forums, and our program director Heidi Holton recently interviewed the author. Here he explains what inspired him to tell the story of Ava through the character she interacts with, rather than from her own point of view.
I really wanted to tell a story I found to be empathetic. You know, I think about that a lot, you know, in my everyday life, you know, when you're in line behind someone, maybe at a drive-through, and they're taking a really long time, and you see them wrestling with their kids and stuff, and you're like, can't you just get a move on? But you don't know what they're going through. I really wanted to bring in the struggles of the people in Eva's life as a context for Eva's struggles and show how everyone's struggles kind of intersect through the course of one person's maturation. It was important for me also to portray Eva through a lot of different perspectives, including the perspective of someone who really dislikes her at one point.
That's J. Ryan Straddle on his new book, Kitchens of the Great Midwest. And now let's hear about some of the books our What We're Reading community has been reading. For those mystery thriller lovers, Leslie has just finished Death at Gill's Rock, the second book in Patricia Skalka's Dave Kubiak Door County Mystery Series. Three prominent World War II veterans are killed in what at first seems like an accident. Kubiak must delve back into history to solve this crime, a complex plot and an interesting mix of past coming together with present. Scott is reading Julia Lee's novel Seven Stones. The book follows Kilan, a shy Ojibwe teen, transplanted to Scotland where she discovers a secret in the woods and begins to have strange dreams of the country's violent past. Lee is a Minnesota writer, and this is her debut novel. Robert has read Department of Speculation by Jenny Offel. The book is described as a portrait of marriage. a beguiling rumination on the mysteries of intimacy, trust, faith, knowledge, and the condition of universal shipwreck that unites us all. You can join in on our book discussions online. Visit our KAXE, KBXE, What We're Reading groups on Facebook or Goodreads, or email us at comments@kaxe.org. I'm Tammy Bobrowski, and this has been What We're Reading on Northern Community Radio.